You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is July 9th, 2018. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast and happy Independence Day to you all this past week. I hope everyone had a great time with barbecue and lighting off fireworks or watching fireworks with family and friends. I, for one, had to work for most of the day, but I did get to enjoy the night and had a great time as well. And sometimes it's nice just to reflect a little bit and have some time off and to enjoy each other's company, especially when we're full-fledged in the summer. So, I mean, summertime is full-fledged here. We are all enjoying it here in the USA and all over the world. So what better way to do it than to celebrate with a podcast, right? That's right. So the discussion of the week in keeping that trend of the USA, we're going to talk about Made in the USA razors. That's right. The discussion, Made in the USA razors. There are still quite a few, more than you may think, that are made here in the USA. And also we'll talk about more on how do you store your shave products. This is more of like a question from me to you. Because I have my way, and I want to know, how do you store your shave products? That'll be a little bit of a Q&A session type thing, to where you'll have to send me, if you want to, send me an email regarding of what a picture of what you do, and I'll show it on the next cast. So this is a two-part series for the storage product, how to store your actual stuff. And product review will be a brief review and video that I just did on the Razor Rock Game Changer that just came out. That's, if you guys are unaware of that razor or unfamiliar with it, it is a new razor from Razor Rock that is based off the Mamba design. It's a made in Canada, serial numbered razor. It's 100% CNC billet stainless steel. So it's a good quality product, and the price is right. We'll talk more about that as well. And there will be a formal review coming up in the very near future, a formal written review too as well. And then we'll talk about, as usual, what's coming up and what's going on really in the wet shaving world. So without further ado, everybody, let's get on with the show. All right, so we're going to talk about some Made in the USA razors. Now, here's something that's funny. A lot of people know, Gillette, you know, they made their safety razors in the USA till 1988, right? And then they talked about, and a lot of people are unfamiliar with razors made in the USA. Well, recently, probably in the last 10 years or so, I think we went from pretty much nothing made in the USA razor-wise to now there's a bunch. I might have missed a few, but I think I've gotten most of them. Now, for the first one we'll talk about is Blackbird razors. Now, I do own a Blackbird razor. I do find them to be they're pretty awesome. You can get them at a polished or stainless steel. Definitely one of the razors that you would want to keep in your collection for some time. Mildly aggressive with the open comb, and you have the option of closed comb, open comb, but it's a great quality razor. Handmade, it's made in the USA, CNC machined in the USA. Our charcoal goods. You haven't tried charcoal goods yet. I haven't. So I actually ordered one. One became available the other day. I ordered one on their site. I don't know if it's still available. And I've been on their waiting list for over a year, and I've been about a year probably, and I've been waiting to get on to getting one of their razors. And they come out, they're 100% made in USA as well. Rockwell 6S is an American-made razor. The C or the Model T are not. Those are razors that I believe are made overseas, but they're made to the same specs. But the 6S is actually made here. And if you've ever had a 6S, you'll know, probably one of the best values out there for an American-made razor, if that's what you're looking for. Around $100, plus you can get some deals on it, sales on it, and you could probably get them 10% down if you sign up on their site right away, 10% off. You know, you can buy them secondhand. You know, if you look on, so I got mine for, you know, a fraction of the price online from somebody selling it, you know. Great razor, great presentation. Probably one of the best shavers out there for under $100, around $100 mark. A lot of people are really big fans of this razor. I too am a fan. I think it's great with the adjustable plates, and it is made in the United States. Mongoose razors. What's really cool about Mongoose razors is Mongoose, if you haven't owned a Mongoose or if you do own a Mongoose, they're made in Florida, right? And the aluminum ones, some of the aluminum ones were actually made really close to where I live in Palm Beach County. So it's kind of it's kind of like a down home item, for me. It's kind of like a home team advantage. I don't know what to say on that. It's just a home base, right? So it's a razor that's made in my hometown. So it's pretty cool. I got to meet the owner of Mongoose recently, probably about a year or two ago, when I did an article and an interview with him. And it was really great because I only had to drive about, I think, 15 minutes down the street from my work. He actually worked like literally 2 miles or 3 miles down the road from where I worked. And it was great. So I got to meet the owner of Mongoose and talk about it. And all the razors are made in South Florida. So that's cool. Cobra single edge razors, they are made here as well. Cobra was kind of like that one, the first feather artisan type single edge that came out that was really, really popular at first. And then everybody kind of started making razors too. Now you have just about everybody doing one. And they were really the first ones to do the single edge artist style, those larger blades, hair shaver blades, for the single edge. I think Mongoose probably went and took their design to the next step. They did their own design, taking the same blade, and everybody kind of copied off Mongoose. But yeah, the Cobra is definitely a made in the USA, and definitely probably one of the most influential razors in the last 5 or 6 years. When we had those SE, that single edge kind of craze a few years ago, it was about 4 or 5 years ago. That was just going crazy. Everybody's paying like $1,000 for these razors. Now you can get one. They're on sale. You can get one. They're available. Hart Steel straight razors. These are all made in the United States. Hart Steel is one of the first straight razors that got my attention. I was a big fan of them for a very long time, and at the time I was in school, I couldn't afford one, so I actually ended up picking one up and using it, and they're incredible. The quality is there. It's really nice. The Rex Adjustable by Razor Emporium. That razor is fully made in the United States, and if you can go online right now, you could probably see and search pictures of all the production process. Matt does not hide that. He shows a lot of it, and he's very proud to make this razor in his hometown of Phoenix. So that's another razor. Good quality, great reviews. I yet to own one yet, but I probably will get one in the near future or coming up. But it's also, that's based on the old Gibbs adjustable style, but with his own adjustable design, but it's with his own little flair from Razor Emporium. Remember, the people over there, they take apart everything, razors every day, so they kind of know what works and what doesn't. So check them out. I believe they have a straight razor coming out very soon too that's also going to be made in the USA. A Tredier. If you're not, I'm not even sure if I'm saying Tredier or Tredier. I do apologize if I'm saying it wrong. It is a razor that was made in the USA for about a year, maybe two. Very limited production, but it is an excellent razor. Right now, you can get them secondhand, eBay, stuff like that. People selling them. They're very hard to find, but they are a made in the USA razor, and they're known for their handle. The handle being one of the best handles ever made, and one of the most influential razors probably of that time, of the 2012 time, when all these new custom razors are coming out. Also known for their storage case, which is pretty impressive. I do own a Tredier SB, a solid guard, or a solid bar, sorry. I do own one of those. I find the razor to be very nice. I mean, it is easy to shave with, and if you're a newbie to this, it's great. It's a nice razor. But I haven't yet to try the open comb, which I heard is even better. So check them out, guys. Tredier, if you ever see one online. And I hope I'm saying it right. And if not, I do apologize. Asylum Shave Works. They make double edge and they make single edge razors, all made in the United States. Again, great quality. Readily in stock, so you can find it and you can get them. And, you know, you don't have to really wait. I do apologize. Some of these razors, for the example of charcoal goods, Asylum, for the most part, is in stock. The next one's not going to be in stock, and a couple of them are in and out of stock, you know, frequently. But once you can get your hands on one, they're really nice. Paradigm is made in the United States. That's another quality razor. Again, we were just talking about that. Tough to find in stock. That Asylum's usually in stock, but sometimes will go out. Some of the polished versions will go out. Blackbird's always in stock. Charcoal Goods is never in stock. You have to order that. And sometimes they'll have a razor come out. If you see that come on, you better get it right away because they're very, very seldom. The PAA, which is Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, the DOCSS Evolution, that is 100% made in the United States. It is not available at the moment. I checked it out, but the bomb tip handle is, and that's still made in the USA. And the regular one-blade Genesis is not, but the one-blade core is. So if you're looking for the core, the one-blade core is. Now, one thing about one-blade, there's a lot of technology in that razor. a lot of time and time invested into it in research and development. I personally love the OneBlade. I have OneBlade Genesis. I do have it. I haven't tried the Core yet, but I heard, you know, mixed reviews on it. But I've heard, I think they fixed the problems that they've had within the first batch. And just to get, once you use one of these razors, they're, I know it's kind of like not the classic style, but still a OneBlade razor using, you know, single edge blades. It's probably one of the best razors you'll ever shave with. I do have a lot of fun with it. It's with the flexing head and everything like that. There, it's definitely, you could tell where the technology went. It's a lot of fun to use. So the OneBlade Core is made in USA. The regular OneBlade is not. It is made overseas, but it's still a good quality piece. So guys, if you haven't had a chance to check any of these companies out, check them out. They are made here in the United States. And if you are located in the United States and you live anywhere near these places, I'm pretty sure if you give them a call or let them know that you're on your way, maybe email them and schedule it out, you could probably tour or see these places. And if you have, or if you do want to share any pictures, always feel free to send them to me at joe.whatjvnews@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to share them and to talk about them. But yeah, check it out, guys. Made in USA razors. There's also a few other things I want to talk about Made in USA. Excuse me. You know, you do have some brushes. There are a lot of brush makers, but the question that came up in one of the forums, I think it was Badger and Blade or Shave Den last week, was, I'm looking for a 100% Made in USA brush, right? Made in the United States with everything from here. Well, I have yet to see that because I'm not too sure about the Badger area, if you know what I mean. We don't really use Badger hair that's made in the United States or that's from the United, that's harvested from here. It's most of it's from China. So the closest you could probably get is a brush like the Declaration Brush Company, where the handles are made here and the knots are hand tied in the United States. I'm pretty sure he's one of the only ones that do it. And I have two Declaration brushes. They're very nice. I think they're great, dense, great knots. But as for the Badger hair, I do believe that's from China. So if you're looking for something like that, you'd probably want to find a horsehair brush. I know a lot of them come from Spain. If you can find somebody that's harvesting horsehair from the United States and make a brush that way, you could probably get lucky that way from an American horse. But I mean, I don't know if you're going to find anything that's 100% from the USA shaving brush wise at the moment, right? Unless you get maybe that or a boar brush, but I'm not sure who does. And if anybody knows, please contact me and I will definitely talk about more into it. That being said, there are some great brush makers that make some handles here. There's probably 100 brush makers that make handles in the United States, that make great, great handles out of acrylic, out of wood, out of metal, out of steel, out of copper, out of anything like that. I mean, those are really impressive and a lot of fun to use and collect as well. As you know, most of us have that problem where we like to collect a ton of brushes and stuff. So yeah, guys, check that out. If you do know anything that's any hair or anything that's sourced from here, let me know, because I've been trying to research it and I'm having a hard time finding it. And I will probably get in on that and try it out and then do a nice review for the podcast and, you know, for other social media outlets as well. So, yep, that's right. Made in the USA razors. There's a lot more than you think. And check them out if you haven't yet. All right, guys. So organizing your wet shaving collection. All right, this is pretty cool, right? Because everybody has their own way to do it. And I have my way. I use those plastic shelving things, those Rubbermaid stuff that you can get at Walmart or Costco or Big Lots or something like that. But there's every time I talk about this or I ask people, or if you search online, there's hundreds of ways people use shelves. Some people use the thing over the door that holds shoes, put soaps and stuff. Some people just, you know, use a shelf. Some people just use a hanger. They'll use test tube racks to put their safety razors in or straight razors in. Some people use like different types of brush holders. I use using tackle box holders for brushes. I was using Home Depot hooks to hold up brushes. I mean, I've tried a lot of things in order to make it work, if you know what I mean. And, well, I wanted to see what you guys do. First off, organizing the collection, depending on the size of the collection, one thing you would want to know is like, okay, you can, a lot of people when they first get involved in wet shaving, they kind of go a little crazy, right? Because wet shaving is a hobby that's not, it can get expensive, but initially it's not. Meaning you can get into it for a couple of bucks. If you really, really think about it, you can get a soap and a brush and a cheap razor and you're in it for $30, right? $40. But a lot of people will say, oh, well, you know, I want to buy the soap and that. And soaps are relatively cheap. they're about, you know, anywhere from $15 to $20 a soap. That's not in the investing world for hobbies. Okay, let's be honest. If you're into cars and you're into traveling and stuff like that, it's a relatively cheap hobby compared to those things, right? If you're into muscle cars or imported cars or something like that and you're into racing, you can spend $10,000 to $15,000 in a wink, right? So with wet shaving, you get $10,000, $15,000 will get you virtually everything out there. I mean, you can get you almost one of everything, right? So if you think about it, the investment is relatively low for a hobby, I think. It's a hobby that you can do every day, so it's something that, you know, you will pick up and be able to use. It's not something that just sits there and you look at. So a lot of guys, and I'm going to tell you from experience for me, tend to buy a lot. They tend to go and start going on soap tangents and start buying. And also another thing is you vendors out there keeping making the free shipping at a certain amount, that motivates us to buy more. So, I mean, it works, right? So if you're going to buy two soaps and you know that if you buy another one, you're going to get free shipping, you're probably going to get another soap, right? Two, three, maybe four soaps, right? So you can, after about a week or two, you can probably buy 16 soaps and spend a few hundred, less than what? $200. And right there, you got, you know, a pretty decent amount of time on those soaps. You have several years you can go with probably not even having to buy anything else. Well, some of us get into it and buy 100 soaps. Some buy 500 soaps. Some buy more than that. I'm sure I've heard of more people buying more than 500. So when you get to that point, what do you do to organize it? How do you keep it stored? So one thing I do use is I love the and I'm sorry I don't have a picture added to it. I'm going to start doing a little bit better with the pictures, but it's kind of a mess. I use those Rubberware Tupperware shelving units, and I have the one that has like three or four deep shelves and then a couple shallow shelves for the razors, and I use them. Now, they work really nice as functionality, but for looks, they're not that great. I would love to build like a shelf or something like that, or a cabinet. I know a couple guys use cabinets in their shave dens to hold soap, and another cabinet to hold aftershave or something like that, and then drawers for that. I like to keep everything centralized, I guess, in the same spot so I can find it. I don't like having to go through another drawer or another part of the house to go find the stuff. I actually don't store anything in my bathroom anymore, because the reason being is there's humidity in there, shower water and everything like that. Plus, you know, if you have guests over, it's kind of like, okay, well, that big huge thing's in the way, and it kind of like it creates a lot of obstacles to get to the bathroom, right? So I use my closet. I have my own closet, and I put it right in the back there, and it's nice and dry in there. I don't have to worry about water. I don't have to worry about condensation or humidity. So that's one thing that I do. I've seen other people, like I said, do other things similar or not similar. But one thing you want to know is how big is your collection going to end up? That's one thing you want to know first. So are you planning on expanding your collection? Are you planning on reducing your collection? You know, you're going to buy this unit. Why buy it twice? Buy one, because if you plan on buying more stuff, which that's a tough question too, because you may not know if you're going to buy more stuff. If you plan on buying more stuff, remember to do that, right? Remember to buy a bigger unit than you have or than you need. Also know like where you're going to store it. You want to make it look nice. You want to do a cabinet. You want to do something like that. You know, that's something also to think about as well. Yeah, just storage, and also ask your significant other or friend or whoever's living with you if it's okay first, because the one last thing that people want to do is have a bunch of old razors or new razors and brushes all over the house. It gets a little, trust me, I've been there, it gets a little bit out of hand. So that's one. That's two. Three is also know your budget. If you want to do, you can get one of those units at Walmart that I have for $20, and $20 will do the job. It may not look as pretty, but it does the job right and keeps all your stuff safe. And look into custom stuff to do. You know, get a cabinet. Go also check out garage sales. Check out thrift stores. You know, find a cabinet, resurface it, do make a project out of it. It's a lot of fun. Don't have to spend $1 million. You can go out and spend $10 and have a good time with it, and then make a nice custom shave den, which, you know, will be the pride of your collection. This is a collecting atmosphere, guys. We are collectors, and this is fun. So why not make it look like a fountain pen case or something like that, right? You make it look good. And, you know, just know where you're going to put it in the house, like I talked about before. That's probably the biggest thing. Know where you're going to put it in the house, and make sure you have approval from everybody that lives there, and make sure it's also easily accessible so you can get to it. Keep the stuff together, and also, guys, I don't know how to emphasize this. Keep the original boxes to everything, if you can. Because when you keep the boxes, this is a little bit off the subject, but if you keep the boxes, when you go to resell or trade or something like that, you'll have the whole package, and that really does enhance the value of it, whatever you have. All right, so guys, project of the week. If you can, send me a picture of how you store your shaving stuff. and I will post it on the next podcast. I don't care if I have 100 pictures. I'm going to post all of them, or I might do them in two podcasts, how many I get. Or if I don't get any, then I'll just post mine. But, yeah, tell me how you do it. And you could just leave like a little paragraph or whatever what you do. And I'd love to share it on the show. So send it to Joe at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And I will definitely include it. And I'll get back to you right away. All right, guys. Kind of running a little bit low on time. But I did want to talk about the Razor Rock Game Changer. That's right. I did do a video of just a shave video of it and a little review. I'm in the process of getting some more information and actually writing a formal review for this razor. So this should come out soon. Currently, it's unavailable. It was available last Monday for briefly, I think, maybe an hour, maybe less. There were several hundred of them out there. I was able to pick it up because if you do follow Razor Rock Joe on Twitter, he will tell you instantly when it's coming out or give you an idea when it's coming out. Don't follow the email because by the time you get the email, it's too late. So check them out, guys, if you haven't. So the Razor Rock Game Changer is 100% CNC billet stainless steel. For that, you would think the razor would be a couple hundred bucks. Well, the razor is actually only $59.90 or $49.99 for the basic one, right? And then there's a couple handles where it gets up to $54. You get it delivered $60, right? Under $60. For the quality razor for this shave, it's incredible. I'll be completely honest with you. It's a great razor for the price. It shaves, I'd say, more mild to aggressive than the Mamba. It's very nice. The Mamba is another razor that's made. It's made in Canada, so it's made and it's individually serial number. So every razor you get has a serial number. So there's only one of that kind, and you can definitely track it. So that's another cool thing about the Game Changer. It comes in a nice leather pouch. The one in the picture from the show notes I have here is the Halo handle, but they have about four or five other handles that are available. This one was the only one available when I got into it, and I got there 2 minutes early before the time. I guess so many people were logging in, but I was just happy in general just to get one. And I really am glad I did because it is a great shaver for the price. I think it's probably one of the best values out there for a high quality razor. There are a lot of razors that are made in that style that are three times the price, four times the price, several hundred dollars more in price. And one thing I did want to mention, the question's been out there. I've been asked by a couple friends who I talked to about when I got it. Guys, it is not a Wolfman razor. I know it says made in Canada. I don't know who makes it. I'm trying to find out, but I'm pretty sure it's not Wolfman. It does not feel like a Wolfman razor. It's a light. The head cap, the top cap, the everything's a little bit lighter and a little bit thinner steel. So it is definitely not a Wolfman razor, but I will find out who makes them, because they are doing a great job with the clearance. I mean, the razor's flawless. I mean, there's no, the guard is perfect. Everything is straight. There's no impurity. There's no, like, you know, spots or anything like that. This is probably one of the best razors I've ever held for under $100 since I've been doing this for almost 10 years, since I've been in Wet Shaving. So I'm really impressed with it, guys. Check out the video. I talk a little bit more and I shave with it. I left the link in the show notes. The video will be embedded. So check them out, guys. And if you have any any questions or any comments on that too, please feel free to email me too. All right, guys. So that concludes our podcast today. I really appreciate you all being here and checking us out. And as week after week, I know for the last 3 years, almost been doing this, and November will be 3 years. So definitely very appreciative of that. So we'll next podcast, we will be talking about what's going on in the wet shaving world. We will have a new video coming out. I'll have another video on another popular razor to see. We'll have the training tip of the week. And as always, you guys need to contact me for anything. It's joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. I left the survey up again. I'm going to leave it up permanently, guys. I think I really enjoy reading the feedback. This is something that I learned, surveys I learned from my job, my day job, that we look at almost, I look at them at my other job every day, sometimes two or three, four, five, six different ones every morning. I check them out and look at it, and just a way to see what everybody thinks about it. So be honest on them. Let me know, and I really appreciate the feedback. Our show, remember, is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform for everything that he does in the wet shaving community. Most of all, thank you guys, the listeners, because without you, there'd be no podcast, and there'd be no hobby. That's right. There would be no wet shaving hobby without you guys, the listeners, and you guys, the buyers, and you guys, the sellers, and you guys of everything. So don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And feel free to contact me, as you know, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Check out my YouTube channel as well for videos regarding some interesting wet shaving content. And if you're interested in sponsoring or if you want to do a giveaway or anything like that for your vendor, let me know and I will get right back to you. Our next show will be on the 23rd of July. And until then, guys, shave straight and safe. Have a good one now.